And there were a lot of other stories dominating the news this week, and we're going to talk about how social media has been responding to some of them with Femi OK. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, good to speak with you again.
Nice to speak to you, Peter. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Femi.
All right, abortion, obviously a very big story this week. Alabama passed the most restrictive ban in the country. It was a plan to directly challenge Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. And not surprisingly, a lot of protests in response, Femi. Actress Busy Phillips shared this on her late night show, Busy Tonight.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old. And I'm telling you this because I'm genuinely really scared for women and girls all over this country. And I think that we all need to be talking more and sharing our stories more.
So that was a big reveal, Femi. Then she went on to start a conversation with a new hashtag.
The new hashtag is hashtag you know me. And Busy Phillips posted, one in four women have had an abortion. Many people think they don't know someone who has. So the idea of hashtag you know me is for people who you may well know, people are out there who have never mentioned that they've had an abortion before, just to actually put it out there that they have and the circumstances in which they've had their abortion. I'm not going to read names. I usually tell you the hashtags, but these people have shared intimate details. So I'm just going to give you the sense of what they're sharing. You know me, I drove my friend across the border to have one. And in some very detailed medical explanations as to why some women felt they couldn't have a viable pregnancy. And then one woman said, I was 15. It was the first time I'd actually had intercourse. I got pregnant. I didn't want it to ruin my life, and so on and so on. So this is a contentious issue. It's controversial. It's emotional. All of those elements are then amplified, of course, on social media.
And how, Femi, is the right in this country responding on social media to the news about abortion laws this week?
I don't want to generalize, Jeremy, but it's such a fierce debate, such a personal debate. One hashtag I've seen, which is it's literally fighting back against the very emotional stories that women are sharing. Hashtag abortion is a murder. And then some people are talking about the right to life, pro-life choices. This is a debate that is very well run in the United States. If you look at abortion is murder, you'll see a very different perspective from hashtag you know me.
Well, Hollywood actors are getting behind this as well. They're trying to start hashtags boycott Alabama, boycott Georgia.
Because there's a lot of filming that goes on in Georgia.
Yeah, what kind of traction are they getting?
People are just working out, well, how do I register the fact that I cannot say that I don't like this? So how do we register this with these two states who've changed the law in terms of abortion access? And they are doing it with let's hit them in their pockets. Both of those states actually do quite a lot of business with the film industry, with Hollywood, and that's the way that they feel that they can register the fact that they are very unhappy with what is currently happening.
Femi, I want to talk to you about a couple of other stories that are in the news.
Sure.
This week on social media, Uber just announced a list of new features, including quiet mode, which will allow customers to basically tell their drivers not to talk to them.
Please don't talk to me.
I mean, I feel bad for the poor Uber driver. Maybe they might want to talk to you, but I understand the situation.
I'll
as
admit,
well.
I like this.
Sometimes, yeah, it's nice to just have a quiet ride. How are people reacting to this one?
So I'm going to say very swiftly, if you book an Uber Black on Uber Black SUV, so these are premium rides, so you've paid a lot of money for that journey, you can decide on your app whether you want a quiet ride, whether you want some help with your luggage, or whether you want to change the temperature. And this has been quite popular. But here's another perspective, which Manny brings up, which is these are private contractors. They're independent contractors. You cannot tell them what they can and cannot do at work. You need to pay them way more money for that. But for those of us who are using cheaper Uber drivers, sometimes it's just nice to be quiet,
well,
right?
What do you think the drivers think about this? I mean, they might be okay with it, too. I mean, can you imagine having to talk to every person who gets in the car?
Absolutely. And you never quite know what is it that you need to do to get those five stars to keep your rating up high. Do you need to be chatty? Do you need to be quiet? Do you need to talk to them? So I think it takes out the guesswork, which is actually quite helpful. You don't have to guess what does your customer want.
I find it amazing. Sometimes you get into an Uber and it says at the bottom, you know, the driver has 5,000 five-star rides or something like that. Wow. Femi.
That's a lot of pressure.
In the last minute we have to talk about Grumpy Cat. The internet sensation that launched countless memes has died, just 7 years old. How is social media remembering Grumpy Cat?
appropriately with very sad memes and with cat memes. So Grumpy's real name was Tada Sauce, and she belongs to a family of Tabitha, Brian and Crystal. First became hugely famous back in 2012 when she was posted on Reddit. Instant meme, and people have loved her ever since. The family posted that Grumpy Cat has helped millions smile around the world. You can find that tribute at Real Grumpy Cat. She will be deeply missed, but her meme, her face, that little droopy face, that looks a little sad face, was due to feline dwarfism, and she will be remembered.
It wasn't her fault.
It wasn't her fault.
We
she
needed
just
Grumpy Cat in
it.
in this era. We needed Grumpy Cat, so we
she
will miss her.
She woke up like
we
that.
Will miss
so Grumpy Cat, dead at 7 years old.
Host of the stream at Al Jazeera. Thanks.
You'll be missed.